像的承载者。
Today's message will be delivered by Pastor Dan Chi, and the topic is Image Bearers of the Heavenly Father.
Good morning.
各位早晨。
It is such a privilege to be here again to worship with you, my brothers and sisters.
我哋好荣幸再继续同弟兄姊妹每各位一齐有继续崇拜。
And when I found out that I'd be here with you on Father's Day, I flew my own father out to come along. Just kidding, he was already in town. So a lovely coincidence.
今日系父亲节啦，我带埋我爸爸嚟呢度崇拜。
Let us pray and let's talk about this.
大家一齐祈祷。
Lord, how could it be that that you, the creator of the universe, the Lord over all, the most holy one, would be our father, that we are the children of the God of the universe. And we worship you, and now we come humbly to your word. Please teach us, and please humble us, and please fill us with joy and gratitude of who you are. Amen.
Amen.
Last year, I had the privilege of being a guest teacher in the 9 a.m. Sunday school. It was an opportunity for me to get to know the children and their families better.
去年呢，我成为作为上昼九点钟主日学嘅客席老师，咁咧呢个系俾我更好嘅机会去了解下孩子们同佢哋嘅家人。
I walk into the year 5 and 6 class. They're already so loud. They're already talking and laughing and telling each other jokes. I get their attention and I settle them down. And before starting the lesson, I look over to my right and I see one of the kids. And I think to myself, "You look familiar. I wonder if I know who your parents are."
咁我走入去五六年班嘅佢里边，啊，佢哋实在太嘈啦！佢哋喺度大细声讲，大声笑。咁咧，我就想要吸引佢哋嘅注意力，等佢哋可以乖乖地听书啦。上堂之前，我向右望，我睇到其中一个小孩子，心里想：你好熟口面喎。咁我就想估下你嘅父母究竟系边个咧
？And so I say to him, "Hey, what's your name?" And then he says back to me, "You can call me Pickle." Pickle? No, no, no. I mean, what's your real name?
咁我就同佢讲：嘿，你叫咩名啊？佢答我：你叫我做 Pickle。即是葉的青瓜。那 Pickle? 不是嘛，那我問你的真名哦。
And in the cheekiest manner, he replies, "No, no, don't worry about my real name. I want you to call me Pickle." And still to this day, I'm not sure if that was maybe like a nickname or if he was just teasing me, but then he flashes me a big cheeky grin, and then I see his eyes disappear into a twinkly merry squint, and at that moment, I saw the resemblance, and I knew to myself, "Ah, I know who you are. You're Sammy Lou's boy."
跟住佢又有啲笑笑口，又带啲顽皮咁嘅方式咁话：啊，呢个唔系我真名，你唔好理我个真名啦。我想你叫我做 Pickle。直到今日咧，我都依然都唔知道呢个系一个花名啦，定系佢同我开玩笑。但系佢之后咧就笑到眯实埋眼咁样，咁佢嘅眼神我就觉得有啲相似之处啦。啊，咁我知啦，你就系 Sammy 个仔啦。
Now, how did I know that? Because of one simple truth. We each bear the image of our father.
我又怎样知道呢？因为一个简单的事实，我们每个人都有着父亲的形象。
Later that lesson, we had finished up the main part of the lesson, and I was once again losing their attention. And so I thought, close enough. And so we finish up early, and we just hang out for a little bit. And I wanted to get to know the kids better, so I asked one of the other boys, "What do you like to do for fun?" And he says, "Well, I like building Legos."
跟住咧，后嚟我哋都完咗个课程嘅主要部分啦。咁咧，佢哋啲细路仔即系再次都系冇乜心情听书啦。咁所以我谂，唉，都差唔多啦。咁就提早完咗个课程啦。咁大家就喺度倾谈下啦。只不过就想更加可以了解啲细路仔们。 咁我再問其中一個男仔：啊，你中意做啲咩啊？佢就話：我中意砌 LEGO。
Oh, you like Legos, huh? I take a closer look at his face. Is your dad by any chance Edwin? And he says, Yeah, how did you know?
咁我就問佢啦。咁我就再睇一睇佢，仔細睇下佢個樣。咦，你係咪阿 Edwin 嘅仔啊？佢話：係啊，你點知噶？
How did I know? Well, because of another simple truth. We do the work of our father.
咁我又點知嘅咧？因為另一個事實就係我哋都做父親所作嘅事。
The scriptures tell us that our earthly father relationships can tell us something about the relationship we have with our heavenly father. They echo our relationship with God.Just as we bear the physical image of our earthly parents, we also bear the spiritual image of our Creator. And just as we learn to imitate the work and activities and hobbies of our earthly parents, so we also do the work that our Heavenly Father gives us.
在聖經告訴我們聽，我們透過地上的父親的關係，都知道我們一些關於和天父上的關係。他们呼应了我们与神的关系，就正如我们在世上有父母肉体的形象一样，我们亦都有造物主属灵的形象，就正如我们在这里模仿我们地上父母的工作、活动和爱好一样，我们都是做着天父交给我们的工作。
So let's look at our passage today. Now, at the dawn of history, God spent 6 days creating the heavens and the earth.And now here we are looking at the very last day when God creates humankind, the pinnacle of his work, the cream of the crop, the cherry on top of the delicious sundae that is the world.
我们看看今天的经文，在历史的开端，上帝花了6日时间去创造大地和天堂。在这里我们看到上帝创造的最后一日，他创造了人类，是他创造工作上的巅峰。
Now here in these verses, we're told 3 things about what it means to be human. We are told about our place, our purpose, and our privilege.
在这段经文里面，作为人类是有3样东西。它告诉我们关于我们的地位，我们的目的和我们的特权。
So first of all, what is humanity's place in creation?We're told that God chose to save his best for the last. Verse 26 says, Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea, and the birds in the sky, and over all the livestock and all the wild animals. God created us to rule and to have dominion over the rest of creation.
首先在人类在创造中的地位是什么呢？上帝就将最好的东西就留在最后。在26节度话，我哋要照住我哋嘅形象，按着我哋嘅样式做人，使佢哋管理海里嘅鱼、空中嘅鸟，管理一切牲畜同野兽。神创造我哋去统治同埋主宰其余嘅受造物。
Furthermore, our place in God's world comes along with a special purpose. In verse 28, God gives His newly created humans their very first command.He says, be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it, rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground.
此外，上帝，我们在上帝的世界里面是有特殊的目的的。在第28节里面，上帝就给了他人类第一条命令，就是说要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，都要管理海里的鱼。空中的鸟同地上各样行动的活物。
Lastly, God gives us a special privilege. And that privilege is to be created in His image. Humans alone, of all plants and animals that God made, bear that special honor.
咁最后，上帝给予我们一种特权，而这种特权呢，就是按照住祂的形象而做的。人类在上帝创造所有的动物和植物里面，只有人类才享受这种特殊的荣誉。
Now, what does it actually mean to bear God's image? Over the centuries, many smart people have tried to answer this question. Now, some have chosen to state the obvious, that perhaps we bear the physical likeness to God, that perhaps if God had physical form, he would also have two arms, two legs, two eyes, bilateral symmetry, and so on, etc.
有神的形象到底意味着什么呢? 这么多年来, 很多人都想试试解答这个问题。 有些人就会讲一些显而易见的事实，例如或者我们的外表跟神很相似。如果神是一种物质形态的话，那他都有两只手、两只脚、两只眼，那两边对称等等。
And you might think that this is quite silly or maybe too simple of an answer, but consider this. The Bible tells us that once in history, God did in fact take physical human form. And guess what? His physical form did have two arms and two legs and two eyes and bilateral symmetry and so on.
或者你觉得这个答案可能会太过简单，但想想，圣经都告诉我们，在历史上，神的确采取了一个物质的形态。他的物质形态的确是有两只手、两只脚、两只眼，和两边都对称，等等。
Now, others have tried to answer this question in perhaps more abstract or philosophical way. At one point or another, I have heard or read suggestions of all of the following, that to be made in God's image means that we are smarter than the rest of the animals, that we have the capacity for reason or self-reflection or appreciation of beauty, or that we have moral agency or a sense of humor, or that we have a soul.
其他人亦都想试图去答以更抽象或者更哲学的方式去回答这个问题。点到好啦，我都听过有呢啲咁嘅建议嘅，就系按住上帝嘅形象，即系话我哋比其他动物更加聪明。我哋有能力去进行理性嘅分析啦，同埋自我反省，又或者有审美观，又或者我哋识得去明辨是非，有幽默感，同埋我哋有灵魂。
My favorite theory is that being made in God's image means that we alone are able to use tools. But now we know that that one can't be true because now we know that there are many other animals that are able to use tools, such as chimpanzees or elephants or dolphins or those cute little sea otters who are able to use stones to smash open oysters to get to their delicious meat.
而我最喜欢的理论就是按照上帝的形象的创造，即是说我们可以都使用一些工具。现在我们知道都不一定是真的，其他动物都懂得用一些不同的工具，好像黑猩猩、大象、海豚，甚至一些海獭，他们都懂得用石头去剥开一只蚝去拿那些肉来吃。
I think that all of these theories fall short for the same reason. They all fail to notice that this very passage tells us the meaning, plain as day. And if you look at the passage, you will see the answer right in front of you.
我都认为这些理论都有不足的地方，他们都没有解释清楚它的含义。如果你再看跟着下来的经文，你就会看到答案就在你面前。
See, verses 27 and 28 are meant to be read together. In verse 27, we are told that we are made in God's image, and then in the very next verse, we are told why. We are given a special privilege in order to fulfill a special purpose. God says, "Be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it, rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground."
27和28节都是应该一起读的。在27节就告诉我们，我们是按照神的形象所做的。而跟着下一节就告诉我们，为什么我们是有一种特权，以实现这个特殊的目的，就要说 要生养众多，生养众多，sorry，好啦，要下半，哦，好啦，要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，都要佢管理海上嘅鱼。 同埋地上各行嘅活物。
To bear God's image means to bear God's authority to rule. And verse 26 further confirms this connection. He says, "Let us make mankind in our image so that they may rule over everything." In other words, we are given the title that is worthy of our responsibility. Now, in theology, this is often called the functional view of God's image.
具有神的形象，即是说我们拥有神统治的权柄。在26节就进一步证实这一点了。他说，就要按照我们的形象去做人，使他们可以管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上的牲畜和全地，并地上一切所爬的昆虫。咁換句話講，我哋係有一個承擔責任嘅頭銜，喺神學裏邊通常都稱為上帝形象嘅功能觀點。
Back in the old days, in the age of empires, it wasn't always practical for a ruling king or queen to visit a foreign land which was under his rule. So take for example the British Empire.A couple of centuries ago, at the height of its power, the King of England had dominion over basically half the world. And that included Australia, parts of America, Africa, India, countless other islands and territories across the ocean. As the saying went, the sun never set on the British Empire.
咁佢以前嘅喺帝国嘅时代，对于执政嘅国王或者皇后嚟讲，咁咧。去一啲異國他鄉嘅地方咧，都係冇乜可能嘅事。就以大英帝國為例，喺幾個世紀之前咧，喺佢權力最鼎盛嘅時期，英國嘅國王幾乎統治咗世界上一半嘅土地，包括澳洲啊、美洲部分地區、非洲、印度同埋好多嘅島國，即係話大英帝國日不落。
Now say that, now you can imagine that keeping such a large empire together wasn't the easiest job. Say the king wanted to know what was going on here, down under, and make sure things were going all right, people were paying their taxes, and crime was down, all that stuff. He might not have the time to come visit himself, because it would take months just to sail here alone.
你可以想象到去維持一個咁大嘅帝國都唔係一件容易嘅事。就話例如國王想知道佢嘅統治嘅國家發生咗啲乜嘢，確保國家發展一切順利。人哋例如係有交税啦、犯罪率下降等等，但係佢冇時間可以親自拜訪，因為淨係要搭船嚟航行咧，都要好幾個月嘅時間。
So what is he able to do then? Well, he does the next best thing, and that is to send a representative ruler in his place who has the power that he does and who acts as an extension to his kingly rule. The king's representative does all the business as if he were the king himself. He has all the authority.And all the subjects answer to him, and he himself answers to the king alone.
咁佢可以做啲咩咧？咁佢就退而求其次去做另一件事，就係派一位代表去統治呢個地方。喺佢嘅位置上，呢個統治者咧係擁有國王嘅權力。佢作為國王統治嘅延伸，咁呢個國王嘅代表咧就處理咗所有嘅事務。就好似佢呢個國王嘅本人咁樣，佢擁有一切嘅權力，所有臣民都係對佢負責，而佢呢個代表咧就只係對國王負責。
And so he can say, "Let's raise taxes so that we can build a harbor bridge from the rocks to Milson's Point." And then you might want to get angry at him because you might say, "Oh well, who are you to come here and start bossing us around?" And then he'll just say, "Who am I? I'm the king's representative. I speak for the king, so show some respect." And then in order to prove his authority, he will pull out an official letter bearing the royal seal and the king's image.
咁呢個國王嘅代表佢都可以話，咁我哋就要提高稅收， 咁咧，我哋就可以起一座由 The Rocks 去至 Milsons Point 嘅橋。咁如果你可以嘅話，咁你可以好嬲咁同佢講：你究竟係邊個啊？你竟然喺我哋呢個地方度指手畫腳？然後佢就會話：我係邊個？我就係國王嘅代表，我就代表國王說話嘅。唔該，你尊重一下。咁為咗證明佢嘅權威，咁佢可能會攞一封有國家皇家嘅印章同埋國王肖像嘅公函。
To bear God's image means to bear God's authority over the whole earth. You and I and all of humanity are representative rulers for God, who is the ultimate king over the whole earth. And in his name, we rule over the rest of the creatures to build society, to establish civilization, to fill the earth and to subdue it. Creation answers to us, and we answer to God. It is our royal duty and privilege.
具有神的形象是意味着承担着神在地上的权柄。你和我和所有人都是上帝的代表，上帝的统治者，上帝是全地最终的君王。我们以他的名义去管理其他的生物，建立社会，建立文明，遍满地面，治理这地。受造物对我们负责，我们要对上帝负责，这个是我们的义务和特权。
Okay, now let's talk about our Father's work. What does it mean to fill the earth and rule over it? Well, what has God been up to during Creation Week?
现在我们讲一下神的工作。究竟是什么是说遍满地面治理这地，上帝在这个创造的星期里面做了什么呢？
Okay, well, most of the week he was creating. He was getting imaginative. He was crafting magnificent landscapes, beautiful and diverse. Things like forests and plains and windswept deserts and snow-capped mountains. He was loading up every corner of this earth with life. Trees and plants, birds and bees, creatures from the tiniest ant to the leviathan that dwells in the deep.
咁咧喺佢一個星期嘅大部分時間咧，神咧都喺度創作，咁咧佢都係非常之有想像力啦，喺度創造出一個好壯麗嘅風景，好似森林啊、平原同埋沙漠同埋雪山，佢讓地球每一個角落都充滿咗生機，樹木同植物、鳥類同昆蟲，由最小嘅螞蟻到呢一種嘅巨型嘅怪物。
Now, at the end of Creation Week, the Creator does more than create. He fathers. His crowning achievement is a species that he decides to give his own image. And on the sixth day, he passes along his work. He creates his children and then invites them to get in on the action.
在他这个创造这个星期结束之时，造物主所做的不单止只是创造，而且他都是作为人类的父亲。他最高峰的成就就是他给这个自己的形象有一个品种。在第六日，他交上他的作品，创造了他的孩子，然后邀请他们参与这个行动。
God says, as I have been doing, go now and fill the earth. Be fruitful and increase in number. Rule in my name. Because you see, that is what a good father does. You know, at some point when you're raising your child, you stop doing things for them and then you invite them to join you.
神话就好像我以前一直所做的一样，你们现在就要出去了，遍满全地，去增加个数量，以我的名义去统治。这个就是一个父亲所作的，在抚养孩子某个时刻，父亲就不会再为他孩子做事，而是邀请他们加入父亲的行列。
And God says to us, You are my pride and joy. You are bestowed with my glory and honor. So now, kids, go and do the same. Create images of yourself through your babies and through your work. And as you create images of yourself, my image and the mark of my rule and my sovereignty over the earth goes out. And since you all bear my glory as you fill the earth, then so does my glory fill the earth.
神同我哋话：你就系我哋嘅骄傲同喜乐，你给予咗我哋嘅荣耀同尊贵。依家孩子都去做同样嘅事啦，通过你嘅孩子同你嘅工作去做你，创造你嘅形象。当你创造自己嘅形象，我嘅形象，我统治嘅时候，同我对地球嘅主权就会离开。既然你哋都承载住我嘅荣耀，就正如你哋喺充满大地一样，我嘅荣耀亦都充满大地。
Friends, this Father's Day, I'd like for us to remember and reflect on the greatest fatherly relationship that we all enjoy. We bear the image of our Heavenly Father, and we do the work that our Heavenly Father gives us.
朋友们，在这个父亲节，我都希望可以，我们可以记住反思，我们同父亲有一个很伟大的关系。我们有天父的形象，我们做着天父交给我们的工作。
And now this relationship is not one that any of us have earned. We didn't do anything to deserve it. And just like with our earthly father, we didn't choose who gave us life. It is for each of us a gift of grace.
这种关系不是我们任何人赚回来的。我们没有做任何值得的事情，就好像我们地上的父亲一样，我们没办法拣选哪个给到我们生命。咁呢个对于我哋每个人嚟讲系一份恩典嘅礼物。
And so our heavenly Father created us just as He created the whole world, and then He set us apart by giving us the privilege to bear His image and to rule over the earth with His authority. And so let us remember this with thanksgiving and reverence.
我哋嘅天父创造咗我哋，就好似佢创造整个世界一样。之后佢哋给予我哋特权。让我们拥有祂的形象，用祂的权柄来治理这个世界，使我们与众不同，要我们怀着感恩和崇敬的心，请记住这一样。
And so this tells us that we were created with a purpose. We were not put on here here on earth to do whatever we like. We were not put here on earth to serve ourselves or our build our own glory and our own honor. We were put here to bring glory to God. He has given us holy work. Whatever work you do, do it for His glory. Do it in a way that pleases Him.
我们被创造是有目的的。我们来到这个世界上，并不是为了我们做自己喜欢做的事。我们来到这个世界上，并不是为了自己服务同埋建立自己嘅荣誉同声誉嘅，我哋放喺呢度系要将荣耀归给上帝。佢俾我哋做咗一样神圣嘅工作，无论你做乜嘢，都系要为咗佢嘅荣耀，以佢喜欢嘅方式嚟做。
Isn't it a privilege, friends, to be children of God? Is there any other greater gift? Well, I hope today we remember what it means.And that it would lead us to live holy lives for Him. So let us give thanks together now.
朋友们，成为神的儿女是何等的荣幸？那还有其他更大的恩赐吗？我希望今天记住这一样是什么意思？祂引导着我们过圣洁的生活。现在我们就一来祈祷感谢吧。
Our Heavenly Father,We rejoice and we give you praise and thanks that you have given us dominion over this whole earth. You have given it to us to build, to subdue, to rule. And in each of us, you have given us the spark of the divine. And so we live for you. We do everything for the sake of your glory and honor. Forgive us for when we stray away from that. Forgive us for when we live selfishly.For when we seek to build our own glory out of pride and arrogance. Lead us to you. Let us be children that please you. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.